Hello, I'm Paul Cech, and I'd like to welcome you to Cechisms. An ism is an act, a practice, or a result of something. For example, terrorism is an ism. It is also a condition of being, such as pauperism, to be a pauper. It's an action, a conduct, or qualities or characteristics of, such as patriotism. An ism is also a doctrine, a school, a theory, or principle of, such as socialism. It may also be a devotion to, such as nationalism. It also means an instance, example, or peculiarity. And the final example from my Webster's New World Dictionary is an abnormal condition caused by something such as alcoholism. A Cechism can be any one or any combination or all of those definitions, as you will find out. As a student of life, I am often completely perplexed at the human condition. I know quite a bit about the human condition, as it is my life and my business to know about human beings and life as a holistic health practitioner. And I must admit that I'm in the bullseye. I feel at times like I'm stuck right in the middle. I've got this relationship with life and humanity that is elated and perplexed at the same time. I'm amazed at the ingenuity of human beings. I'm amazed at their capacity to love, to learn, to grow, and to become. Yet at one and the same time, I'm sure you, like I, have the experience of seeing the newspaper, listening to the radio, seeing the news on television, and being forced to ponder where our intelligence has gone, where it is taking us. I'm forced to ponder the bigger picture of life. And sadly, I am frequently forced to ponder the true meaning and purpose of religion for reasons that I think for most of you should be obvious if you have a functional intellect. There is no specific meaning or no specific interpretation of a Cechism, except your own. Some of them are koans. I've designed them to purposefully bring you into a mental lockdown so that your brain, in searching for an answer that may not be found, literally stops, which can trigger a moment or a period of enlightenment. It is when the brain stops that it is most open. It is like a camera with its aperture wide open. When we use our brains to think about something, we have to focus on that something. So we put the spiritual forces of our being in tension. We bring ourselves into a state of awareness. Consciousness is non-local, diffuse, without an address, everywhere and nowhere at once in the universe, until we bring ourselves into a state of awareness. If you're talking about love or God or sex or what's for dinner tonight, you bring consciousness into a state of awareness. It becomes local. In quantum physics, it might be referred to as collapsing the wave function. If you know location, you don't know speed. Some of the Czechisms are provocative. It is not my intention at all to upset people. So please don't take a Czechism personally. But at the same time, please be brave enough to look, listen, and feel, and see what rises up inside of you. Be brave enough to ask yourself, when you have the urge to criticize my Czechisms, is it true? Is it absolutely true? To the degree that they upset you, it's probably an opportunity for you to look at what is real and what is true within you. Because the fact of the matter is that anybody that's truly committed to a philosophy or a way of life is highly unlikely to ever be knocked off their center by a little Czechism. Some of you will have moments where you're triggered to say, wow, that is something worth looking at. A Czechism is much like the hole in a donut. It does not have any real functionality. It does not have any real utility. It's not a doorway that you walk through. And until they started selling donut holes, it wasn't something that people missed. A Czechism will be useful and unique for each individual person. I'd love your feedback on any insights or intuitions that my Czechisms foster in you. And it is my goal that the Czechisms may trigger expansion in awareness, expansion in consciousness, greater insight, greater intuition, and a greater chance that all of us may work together to create heaven on earth. Enjoy these Czechisms. Thank you. I'm Paul Czech.